Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some. I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time. Turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding now. 5 hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
When it comes to hiring, don't search for a great talent. Match with them. Thanks to Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find qualified candidates fast. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility. Go to Indeed.com/listen and tell them you heard about them from this podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
I don't think
that's how you could deny it.
Okay.
That's all. I'm just...
Well, since we're not arrogant Celtic fans, we don't have to do that.
That's a good point, Bostonian. Thank you. Of the Bostonian. Let's go to the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram hotline. We bring in super friend of the show, Sam Amico from HoopsWire.com. Hello, Sam. How are you?
Sammy.
Gentlemen, I'm doing well. Thank you.
Good. Now, will you have a party at your house? Have you rented out like a big hall or maybe perhaps the IX Center to check out the finals of the NBA Cup tonight? I know it's what everybody's doing, all the cool kids.
I did, and I got no one who would actually show.
Ah.
So we're going to just probably not watch that.
Yeah, that's a mighty big cheese ball there.
It doesn't
eat by yourself.
Doesn't even count on fantasy basketball.
Yeah, breaking news or something?
Hang on a minute.
Yeah,
hang
on, Sammy. Before we get any further, I apologize, man. The Cleveland Browns have announced that their Week 17 matchup against the Miami Dolphins has adjusted to 4:05 on CBS. So the Sunday nighter that would have been on December 29th is no longer on Sunday Night Football. It is now at 4:05 Dolphins versus Browns.
So that is breaking news?
And that's a home game.
Sure, if you want to call it as such.
Okay. So the Sunday nighter has now moved to 1. So
4.
Or 4, sorry, 4 o'clock. Belongs at 1. But they'll play it at 4.
And it's a home game.
And yes. So that's the final home game of the season.
There
so Browns fans, you lock in. We'll talk more about that in a minute.
Now, if only they could move the NBA Cup.
Yes. How Sam, would they ever move the NBA Cup, the prestigious NBA Cup?
They're talking about, and I just put this story on HoopsWire. They're actually talking about running this a little bit longer into the regular season.
Ooh.
As well as only playing the final game in Las Vegas, as opposed to, you know, they play the final four in Las Vegas. They would play those other games at the home sites. That's something that they're discussing as well. So there could be some more tweaks to this thing that, from what I've gathered, not a whole lot of people are really into, and that's kind of the nice version. It seems like, you know, it's not really living up to its purpose at this point of drawing in extra eyeballs to NBA games. That's the league's problem.
Sam, I have an idea. The All-Star weekend is so bad. Why not turn the All-Star weekend into a 4-day tournament for all the NBA teams?
Yeah, that's, you know, they're thinking about doing some sort of, I guess, four-team tournament at the All-Star weekend. Now, I think that it would be better, your idea would be better, if they were to have this NBA Cup be the All-Star weekend. Or, better yet, do away with the NBA Cup entirely, and as you know, they get every player from the winning team at this NBA Cup gets extra money.
Right.
Do that for East versus West and just, you know, do away with the Cup. It's just, to me, from everything I've experienced, and we ran a poll on the website, you know, the vast majority of people are not in tune with this Cup, this in-season tournament. Everything that I've heard and seen, it's just not... You know, the crowds in Vegas aren't very good, and it's just not been – it's been far from a smash hit. But I'll say this. It's Adam Silver's baby,
right?
And the league has no plans on changing
it. I kind of – in some ways, I don't know if I like the flex scheduling or the not having the – to me, I think that causes uncertainty for NBA fans, right?
It does, but let's say this much. It's worked out well for the Cavs, right?
Oh, for sure.
Two extra games where the Wizards – and the Nets, and you know, the pretty easy competition there. But yeah, it's you're asking a lot from not just the fans but the venues. You know, a lot of these venues are multi-use venues where they have concerts and stuff coming in, so it's just creating, to me, unnecessary havoc. And guys, the thing I think that's hurt the most is you've had this kind of NBA bye week almost for the Cavs, where they got two games in so many days, and you know, the old saying, out of sight, out of mind. I think for the rest of the league that doesn't qualify for the knockout rounds, it acts as a hindrance to keeping your local team in the conversation.
One thing I think is interesting about it, and I think interesting in a bad way, like tonight's game doesn't count in the regular season. So is it, I mean, it's, that basically screams it's nothing but an exhibition game, right? Even though there's money on the line?
Yes. It you know, the game doesn't count. The stats don't count.
Right. So if you're Shea Gilgeous-Alexander and you tweak an ankle in a game that doesn't count, you know, it's like, wow.
Did the ankle tweak? Did it actually happen then?
Be careful here.
Well, you know, guys, it's true in the sense that you're trying – the purpose of this tournament is, and let's be honest, the national ratings, when we're talking ESPN, ABC, TNT, those ratings have plummeted. And for whatever reason, you know, who knows why, but they've been bad for the past 4 or 5 years. And the idea of this tournament was, hey, let's bring in some eyeballs during football season. And I think that the league – based on everything I've read and researched, has failed miserably in that area to bring in more eyeballs. You know, I think people who are NBA fans are probably like, whatever, it's a regular season game with colorful courts, fine, whatever. But, you know, the idea of the tournament is to bring in fans who aren't necessarily diehards of the NBA at this time of year. And in that sense, it's not been successful. And you're right, Jeff. I mean, you're playing a meaningless game this evening, other than, like you said, we're NBA Cup champs and the players get extra money. That doesn't benefit the fans at all.
Sam Amico joining us from HoopsWire.com, and you can read all of Sam's coverage of the Cavaliers and the NBA at HoopsWire.com, along with the rest of his staff. If you're the Cavaliers and you're sitting here and you've had very few issues so far this season, nothing but good stuff. What are you thinking about your team? Are you content? Are you happy? If you're Kobe Altman, are your eyes wide open? Are you assessing the roster? And if so, what are you thinking about it?
Yeah, look, it's Kobe Altman. He's always going to be open and taking calls and listening and trying to find ways to improve and build on what they've built on, knowing that, look, Kenny Atkinson has helped almost everybody step up their level of play from last season. It's, you know, we spent all off season, or at least I know a lot of Cavs fans and media are like, really, they're not going to make any roster moves. They're not going to do anything. All they're going to do is hire a coach. But they look like a totally different team than from last season, right? So I would think that the idea is, where do we need to make some tweaks so that we can not just finish with the best record, but actually go out and win a championship. I can tell you, being in the locker room, these guys think that they can win a championship. It's not, hey, we're having fun, this is a great time. It's this can go all the way until June. So, you know, if you're Coby Altman, are you listening and looking and thinking, well, maybe we need another backup big guy, maybe an additional wing player? Sure, you're looking at those things and thinking, how do we get, you know, how do we sustain the success and maybe even take it up a notch?
Sam, you just mentioned another big guy. That's the one thing, if you look at the roster, you know, you have enough guys in the backcourt that, okay, you might be able to cover up some wing stuff. Isaac Okoro has done a solid job for you. Your first-round pick looks like the real deal if he ever gets a chance to play on a regular basis, and the fact that he's not is okay because everybody else is doing the job and Max Strus is coming back. But I wonder, do you need another big guy? If you get into a playoff series, would you be undermanned there? Or does it not matter because Kenny Atkinson's offensive system has been so proficient and it's worked so beautifully that you're going to cover up the lack of a big guy?
Yeah, I think it's probably the first, and that you recognize, okay, we could probably use another big man to spread the floor a little bit, who can also play down low. And it doesn't, you know, you're not talking an NBA all-star. You're talking a guy who's going to play 15, 20 minutes if there's an injury, and probably less than that if there's not. So I think that they see that, you know, Tristan Thompson does what he does. He's invaluable in the locker room. And you know, he makes those hustle plays, but clearly Tristan is not going to extend the defense with his outside shooting at all. And I think that they recognize that they could use another, you know, Dean Wade type who can go down low a little bit, but is more relegated to hitting some shots from outside and somebody who can really defend the rim. Maybe that guy is already on the roster in JT Thor. He's continued to develop and look good, and he's on a two-way deal. He could potentially be a guy who signed to a standard contract. He's looked good in his limited minutes. I think that's something that they recognize. And yeah, your second point with Kenny Atkinson's offense being so efficient, that's something they would consider too. You know, don't mess with success. They don't want to shake up the roster, but if they can get, you know, I would think another center power forward type to help, you know, relieve Jared Allen and Evan Mobley a little bit and not spend too much to do that. I think that's kind of in their plans a little bit, or at least something they will explore before the February trade deadline.
Sam, how sweet was that win last night for Kenny Atkinson to go back and play the Nets and absolutely just blow them off the floor?
Yeah, I don't think he'd ever admit it, but, you know, it's just human nature. You lose a job, you lose a coaching job, and then go in and beat that team pretty soundly. I'm sure that was something. And it was especially the way they played. And, yeah. And Kenny will tell you guys that he's a different coach now than when he was in Brooklyn, where he was fired in 2020 and then spent a year with the Clippers and three with the Warriors under Steve Kerr. We've asked him that a couple of times. What, you know, are you different now than you were then? He said, it's just been an about face in my philosophy and everything. So the fact that he went in there and the Cavs, you know, just run him off the court, I'm sure that was a big thrill for him.
Sam, as always, you know, we love talking to you. We're reading HoopsWire every day, and we will talk to you soon. Happy holidays to you and the family.
All right, you too, guys. Thanks so much for having me, and I'll talk to you soon.
Thanks, all right, buddy. We will have Sam on very soon. He was on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Browns will be flexed again. Man, we have to be the most limber.
No. We're flexed again.
We are the most limber team in the history of the NFL, having now getting flexed twice. As you know, they got flexed for this week, which was supposed to be the game on Thursday night that got moved to Sunday, and now they have been flexed again off of Sunday night football. Anyone shocked? Anyone shocked? Bueller? No. No one shocked.
Do you want me to put a different spin on it?
Okay, sure.
I would like to say this is a good thing. The fact that the Browns were on Thursday night football and Sunday night football on the second and third to last weeks of the regular season shows what the NFL thought the Browns might be able to do this year.
And we'll be back to one Thursday night game in week two next year.
Can't have nice thing.
I know. How disappointing is it? Because clearly you don't schedule a team for those games.
No.
Unless you think that they're going to be something, right?
Sure.
And the same thing with the Dolphins. You know who the Browns do play in that game that just got flexed out. People thought the Dolphins would be pretty good. That's not been the case. And Browns, Bengals, you know, you thought Bengals, Joe Burrow, so it's kind of disappointing all the way around. But by golly, going into the season, the NFL thought, hey, these guys will be all right.
Oh, they were pumped.
Don't you think that's true, though?
Remember when
Watson is going to be good this year.
Mike North on.
Yeah.
The guy who puts the schedule together, guys who puts the schedule together.
He was cool.
And he hopped on with us, and he was like, we built this schedule with the idea that the Browns and the AFC North was going to be must-see TV.
Yep.
Down the stretch of who was going to make the playoffs. And
can't have nice thing.
Yeah, that's kind of the way I'd put it.
It is a crazy week of football next week. And also with the Browns.
It's all over the place.
Yeah, so the flex scheduling really kind of threw a loop into everything. Let me just go through what's going on here for next week, because they finally announced the Saturday games for December 28th. So NFL Network has all of those games on that Saturday, December 28th. And that'll be Chargers and Patriots, Broncos and Bengals, and Arizona and the Rams. So I'm going to give you the big picture of what's going on for week 17. So we'll start with Christmas. On Netflix, remember, Netflix has two games on Christmas this year. Kansas City and Pittsburgh. That's a pretty good draw, right? That'll be a good one.
Well, yes. Technology permitting.
And Ravens-Texans also. So
very good game.
Two teams from the AFC North will be done on Wednesday.
And there's your schedule guy saying the AFC North is going to be must-watch TV.
Yeah.
And Beyonce doing the halftime show.
Oh, in between halftime of the which game?
Think the later game for Houston, but don't hold me to that. I know it's Beyonce for one of them.
She's from Houston, so which one do you think? She's going to be in her hometown on Christmas Day.
The other quick thought on
that game's in Houston, right?
Yes, game is in Houston.
So that's got to be the game.
Just the quick thought on this game.
I've met Beyonce.
Oh, well, excuse me.
Ding!
Do we have a gong?
That's the loudest ding we can hand out.
Do we have a gong?
God.
Can we find one of those? That'd be awesome.
She was delightful.
What did you guys talk about? I can't imagine.
I already told you.
Oh.
I told you some time ago.
Nice job, by the way. I don't remember.
Yes, you do.
It wasn't that meaningful.
Was to her.
Well, I mean, she's... What did you say to her? Like, I remember you from Austin Powers, or what did you say?
We would remember if you met Beyonce. Trust me.
I would have remembered this.
Yeah, we would have remembered that.
I told you this before.
Oh, you were sitting next to her and Jay-Z or something like that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was Cavs against the Nets in...
Wait, you also met Jay-Z?
Yeah. They were both very cordial and very nice.
And?
I did an interview with Jay-Z during a game.
Did he call you Jeff?
It was right when I think it was right when they announced that they were moving to Brooklyn.
Yeah.
Is what it was. And he agreed to do this interview, which was great, and he was courtside. And so... When it came time to do it, I went out onto the court, and there's Beyonce sitting next to him.
Did you ask her to move?
And I said,
you could sit and talk to him.
I said to her, and I introduced myself, and I said, "You were great on Letterman last night."
Oh,
she was on Letterman the night before.
Yes.
And she said, "Oh, was I really?" And I thought, I'm the doofy sports guy, so my opinion probably doesn't matter much. But
did
I said,
her.
I said, "Yeah, you were really funny." She goes, "Oh my God, I was so nervous. I really was so nervous." But I said, "Yeah, you were funny." She goes, "Oh, thank you." And I said, "By the way, you're pretty good looking."
And then she said, "Is that Jeff with a G?" And you were like, "No." And she was like, oh, you're...
And then Jay-Z was terrific. So I was very impressed by both of them, and they couldn't have been nicer.
Do you think either one of them called you by name or remembered who you were?
Absolutely not.
Okay, good. At least you can stay humble. I appreciate that about you. That's why I like working with you.
Thanks.
I can't believe we have a new level of name drop on this now. The gong.
Oh, we've had it. We just don't use it very often because we don't hit gong level. We know people. We just don't know gong level people.
Okay, good. I don't want to put us in that predicament again. Jeff, the fact that the...
Met Warren Buffett, too.
What is that?
Ding!
That's just standard.
One of the richest men in the world. Just a ding.
Yeah, if Warren Buffett walked into
he
a room...
He remembered my name.
Ding!
I was so impressed. It was ridiculous.
If Warren Buffett walked into a room full of people, how many people would go, oh, that's Warren Buffett?
Anybody who's smart enough to realize you follow the money. That's
a good point.
If Beyonce walked into a room, yeah, you know.
Even if you didn't know who she was, yeah.
You know.
I can't believe I work with you guys. It's the coolest thing ever. Jeff, on December 25th, Christmas, the NFL will go head-to-head with the NBA. Who wins?
Are you seriously asking me that question?
I'm seriously asking you.
I can't imagine the conversation that Adam Silver and Roger Goodell had the first time that they saw each other after the NFL destroyed the NBA in ratings on Christmas Day. And Roger said, hey, but we liked it so much, we're going to keep doing it. Oh.
And by the way, we're putting it on Netflix. We've never shown a game there before, and we were still going to trounce you. People won't even know. They'll be like, oh, wait a minute, what?
And here's the thing.
The game is on Netflix.
And the games are good games.
Yeah. And you know the other thing you get that we didn't get here in Cleveland on Sunday? Will Taylor be there? It's Christmas for the Kelseys or the Swifts.
Christmas with the Kelseys.
I think Donna's in a Hallmark movie coming up here, isn't she? I don't know if it's been out yet. Yeah.
Gosh, Andy, I haven't checked my Kelsey calendar lately. I'm not sure. I can't keep them straight.
Christmas with the Kelseys. She's just a small town singer who runs into a mild-mannered football player. And the next thing you know, they've got to break up with everyone they're seeing so they can date, just like in all the other Hallmark movies. Seriously, they have one script. They just change the set so it's a different season. And then they're like, oh, well, I'm moving back to my small town to help out my family's business.
I'm giving up this international tour business
where I make
billions.
Yes.
Because I'm going to go back and sell cantaloupes.
I would like to point out that we've now flexed the Browns being flexed.
Flexed it right out of this segment, didn't we?
We did.
We did.
By the way, did we tell you the Browns-Dolphins game got flexed to 4:05? Okay, I just want you to know that.
Okay.
Going along with the schedule for that week, but listen, I mean, look at the days.
Here's how bad that is, though, Andy.
Okay.
They're flexing in the Falcons and Commanders. That's how bad it is. Did you see the Falcons?
Daniel's a good time,
okay,
man.
There's one. Did you see the Falcons last night?
So when they write the final chapter of the Cleveland Browns, they will say, the first team to ever be on Monday Night Football against the Jets, they set the new standard. And then in 2024, they were the first team to be ever flexed out of two games in one season and the first ever Thursday night flex in NFL history. So what is interesting about football, if you love the NFL, you are going to love next week. Two games on Wednesday on Netflix, okay? I'm sorry, yeah, on Wednesday, on Christmas. Chiefs-Steelers, 1 o'clock.
Big game.
Ravens-Texans, 4:30.
Big game.
Man, the AFC North could be up for grabs the last week we play, when we play Baltimore. That could be an interesting game. Then on Thursday, December 26th, Seahawks at Bears, Thursday night game, Prime Video, 8:15. On Saturday, there will already have been six games played before one of the major networks hits a game. That's pretty amazing. Saturday the 28th, these games just released again today. Chargers-Patriots 1, Broncos-Bengals 4:30, Cardinals-Rams 8 o'clock at night. Then on Sunday, you've got a slew of games, which includes the Browns in the national window again at 4:05 against Miami. So Jets, Bills, Titans, Jags, Packers, Vikings. That'll be good. Raiders, Saints, Colts, Giants, Panthers, Bucks, Dolphins, Browns, Cowboys, Eagles. Cowboys, Eagles. Oh, you got your choice at 4:05, 4:25 on the 29th. What do you think the ratings are going to be for the Dolphins, Browns compared to Cowboys, Eagles?
I am going to withhold comment.
Falcons, Commanders at 8:20. Then the Monday nighter will be the Lions and Niners. Let's talk a little bit more about this. Your thoughts on the history-making double flex that the Browns are now facing as they end the season with the final three games of the year. 216-474-0092, Baskin Phelps, 92.3 The Fan.